To attain liberation from samsara, one must perfect the three higher trainings, self-discipline, meditative concentration, and the wisdom of emptiness. In a sense, the most important of these is the wisdom of emptiness. For when we understand the empty, non-inherent nature of the self and phenomena, the endless forms of delusion are directly eliminated. However, in order for the training in wisdom to mature and become strong, one must first develop meditative concentration. And in order to develop and support concentration, one should cultivate the training in self-discipline, which calms the mind and provides an atmosphere conducive to meditation. When one practices all three of these higher trainings and takes them to perfection, liberation from samsara is definite. As one would in a democracy, one looks to the requirement of all beings. One thinks, the majority is more important than just me, who is but one person. Moreover, in this and many previous lives, others have shown great kindness to me. How can I neglect them by working for mere nirvana for myself alone? Even my ability to practice the teachings is due to their kindness. To repay them, may I always manifest only as benefits them. However, because the only ultimate gift is the gift of wisdom, in order to be able to help them, I myself must first develop insight into the deeper levels of truth. I should strive to attain perfect Buddhahood. This aspiration to gain enlightenment, in order to be of maximum benefit to the world, is to be cultivated and sustained, until it spontaneously pervades our every activity, from sleeping to meditating. The basis and essence of the Great Way, it opens the door to the practice of the six perfections, four ways of amassing trainees, and two stages of Tantra, and transforms our every thought, word, and deed into potential causes of complete enlightenment. Thus, although the third Dalai Lama's Essence of Refined Gold is a brief text, it contains a guide to the entire corpus of Buddhist thought and practice.